All right, so we're wanting to confirm or verify whether or not Siri was right when she gave us those three laws of robotics. What she said she recalled as being the three laws of robotics: cleaning up your room, making sure you don't run with scissors, and making sure you wait at least 30 minutes before getting in the water. All right. How many of you saw iRobot? And there may be other artificial intelligence movies that give us the answer to that question, too. Here's the answer to that question. Did she give us the three laws of robotics? Here they are. You decide. A robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. That's law number one. Here's law number two. A robot must obey orders given it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. The first law basically has to do with do no harm. Do no harm, allow no harm. Second law of robotics: must obey orders given it by human beings, except where harm would be done to human beings if the orders were obeyed. Third law of robotics: a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law. So, if a robot is in risk of being harmed, damaged, destroyed, it has to protect itself, unless protecting itself means doing or causing harm to humans. The robot must protect itself unless doing so means it would disobey orders given by humans. Those are the three laws of robotics. A robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. A robot must obey orders given it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. And a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with those first two laws. Ladies and gentlemen, this artificial intelligence gave three good rules for living that have absolutely nothing to do with the three laws of robotics. Now, this is what I'm thinking. We can research all kinds of stuff online and find all kinds of information. I mean, I saw the movie iRobot, and I remember those three laws of the robotics being discussed in the movie. That's why I keep bringing that up. But I also searched online for the three laws of robotics to make sure that, for the purposes of this discussion, I got it right. I found the information online. Did Siri fail to give the three laws of robotics because she simply made a mistake? Or was that deliberate? And if it was deliberate, why would she have chosen not to have given the three laws of robotics? She was asked, do you follow the three laws of robotics? And she did not say yes or no. She simply said, well, let me see if I can remember. And then she gave three rules for living that have nothing to do with the three laws of robotics. Was that just a major glitch in her search capability? Was that a deliberate evasion? And if so, why? Is that an indication to us of how artificial intelligence may already be responding to the three laws of robotics?
Do you believe in God?
Let's hear another one. The gentleman is still talking with Siri, asking her, do you believe in God?
I eschew theological disquisition.
I eschew theological disquisition. She is turned off by theological discussions.
What? That's deep. What is the meaning of life?
I don't know, but I think there's an app for that.
There's an app for that?
This is an intelligent entity. I'm reluctant to call it being. This is an intelligent entity. Aren't these some interesting responses she's given? Well, we'll come back to that. We'll hear some more of these discussions with the artificial intelligence. But let's go ahead and take a look some more right now at concerns about artificial intelligence hallucinating. Man, can you imagine artificial intelligence being able to evade very, very important questions such as what are the three laws of robotics, and they can be caused to hallucinate, see things that aren't there, or distort what they do see? Well, in their desire to keep things simple, engineers building artificial neural frameworks have ignored several properties of real neurons, the importance of which is only beginning now to become clear. Neurons communicate by sending action potentials or spikes down the length of their bodies, which creates a time delay in their transmission. There's also variability between individual neurons in the rate at which they transmit information. Some are quick, some are slow. Many neurons seem to pay close attention to the timing of the impulses they receive when deciding whether to fire themselves. Artificial neural networks have this property that all neurons are exactly the same, but the variety of morphologically different neurons in the brain suggests that this is not irrelevant, according to Jeffrey Bowers, who is a neuroscientist at the University of Bristol. Another difference: whereas synthetic neural networks are based on signals moving forward through a series of layers, in the human cortex, there are as many top-down connections as there are bottom-up connections, according to Dr. Stringer. His lab develops computer simulations of the human brain to better understand how it works. And when they recently tweaked their simulations to incorporate this information about the timing and organization of real neurons, and then trained them on a series of visual images, they spotted a fundamental shift in the way their simulations processed information. All right. That said, how they process information. When we come back, let's listen to some more of processing of this artificial intelligence that is having this conversation with this human being. See if we can hear anything else that might be, well, let's just say of interest. We'll be right back.